You're listening to SBS News.
98-year-old Teruro Murakami is the last living Japanese soldier to survive the breakout at the Kaua Prisoner of War Camp 75 years ago. He joined other dignitaries from across Australia and Japan at the site of the former internment camp to commemorate the anniversary of the Kaua breakout, the biggest prison escape attempt in Australia's history. The POW camp at Kaua was built in 1941 and spread over 7 hectares. It held captured Italian and Japanese soldiers, as well as interned Japanese civilians. By June 1944, the camp was overcrowded, and unable to live with the shame of surrender, the Japanese soldiers voted to escape. Mr. Murakami explains why he and many other POWs would have rather died than stayed imprisoned.
I said yes to a riot because I wanted to die, and I'm sure most of my comrades did the same thing, because we must not become POW.
So at 1:55 a.m. on the 5th of August 1944, hundreds of Japanese soldiers, armed with makeshift weapons and cutlery, began their escape attempt. Australian Guard Alfred Rolls was the first to sound the alarm, his gunshots ringing out into the night. 75 years later, his son Gordon recreated that harrowing moment, lighting the military flares that signalled the start of the breakout.
Dad was on duty that night, and if he hadn't noticed the Japanese prisoner coming out of the huts, crouching down in the shadows of the huts at night, if he hadn't been alert, who knows what could have happened.
Having voted to escape the prison, Mr. Murakami reconsidered his decision when the Australian guards began firing on the escapees.
At first I broke out to die because I made the decision. I wasn't afraid. But later I changed my mind, and when I knew I didn't want to die, I jumped into the ditch.
When the sun rose, he turned himself in. 231 Japanese and 4 Australian soldiers were killed in the riots, and 18 buildings were burnt to the ground. More than 300 Japanese soldiers escaped the camp, but all were recaptured in the days following the breakout. Mr. Murakami might be the last living Japanese soldier to survive the breakout at Kaua, but the camp still holds meaning for younger generations. Kaori Asawe's Japanese great-grandfather, Yasukite Murakami, was interned as a civilian and died at Kaua during the war. She says it's been a moving experience to visit his final resting place for the first time.
I thought that I finally can see him directly. I've heard stories about him, but I see him directly and it made me speechless.
And having survived the breakout and the horrors of conflict, Mr. Murakami says what he experienced on the front line shouldn't happen again.
A strong no to war. Never, never again. I don't want any young person to do the things that we've done, because it's such a miserable thing.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.